Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guests, Stacy Whitmore and Princess of Beverly Hills.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Stefano Tomaselli. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
This show is going to be about beauty, but beauty in a completely different way than we've ever talked about it. You know, I was inspired by our guest, Stacy Whitmore, after her and I had a conversation, and then I thought of a man. A man who, by the name of Frank McGuire. He and I had the opportunity to have actually several interviews on camera and off camera before we started this Life Changes show. And he told me about a woman he met one day that walked by his office when he was working for ABC. The woman happened to be a very famous woman. And when she walked by his office late one night, when there was hardly anybody else there, he was surprised that she was there so late, as was she. And she walked back and she looked in his office and she said, hello. And he said, hello. And then as the story goes, she said, may I sit down? And she sat down and he was completely stunned. This was Marilyn Monroe. And I was inspired because I'd always loved this story that he shared about Marilyn Monroe. And knowing that Stacy also creates jewelry that is fashioned after Marilyn Monroe, and knowing that Stacy is going to be talking about something in a way that a lot of people don't talk about, and it's about time we do, this story came straight to my mind, and here's the reason why. Marilyn Monroe and Frank McGuire started to have many encounters of that kind, where they actually planned on meeting in his office. And the conversations they had were about the world and about physics and about science in general. Marilyn Monroe was very smart. And Frank and her had such amazing conversations. He suggested books to her to read. He suggested that she—and he would give her books, and she would read them and come back and want to discuss them with him. And she said that there was nobody else, A, that she could talk about these things with, and B, nobody else wanted to know that she knew of these things. This is very sad to me. And he did say Marilyn Monroe was very sad and very lonely. When she died, they found this box of books. And the people that found it couldn't believe that they could possibly belong to Marilyn Monroe. Can you imagine? Because they were science books. And some of the books were the books that Frank McGuire had given to Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was a very, very smart woman. Intelligent. And she had, I contend, as did Frank McGuire, who has since passed, a lot to offer the world that the world was either not ready for or did not want from Marilyn Monroe. And so after talking with Stacy and learning about what she's trying to do, or what rather what she is doing and what she will succeed in doing, is here's another beautiful woman who has something to say to children, and especially young women, young girls. And I'm going to let her say what it is, but I am going to say this. Marilyn Monroe was beautiful, yes. Marilyn Monroe had a lot more to offer than just her beauty, and maybe we sold Marilyn Monroe short, and maybe that's what helped shorten Marilyn Monroe's life, and we all are at a loss for that. And may we not be at a loss in the future with any child, beautiful girl or man for that reason, going forward from here on after this show. We'll be right back after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. And I think I got a little emotional there, Mark.
There's a first.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
That was a perfect story and a perfect lead-in to what is a very important discussion. It reminded me of one of our previous guests and a phrase that came up, don't judge a book by its color.
Yes.
And, you know, there's such a defined set of parameters about what people consider to be racism or gender bias or these topics that, you know, are kind of in the news. But then oftentimes people don't look at the opposite of that, you know, where people are coming from different classes or affluence and have a judgment against them. And there's good people on both sides of the equation across the spectrum that are you know, that need to be recognized and embraced. And that story was a perfect segue into today's show.
Absolutely. And I think of what the world missed out on. Before we get too much into that, because I'm sure Stacey will have a lot to say about this.
Looks like somebody else has a lot to say, too.
Yes, actually, we have Princess in the studio, and we'll properly introduce her as well. Our guest is obviously a very beautiful woman. I saw her beauty on the phone first when we were having a conversation, and then I met her in person. The beauty that I heard on the phone matched the beauty that walked in through the door in the studio. I am happy that she's with us today. She is a brand creator. She is a visionary. She's a product designer. She's a spokesperson, and she is the creator of Princess of Beverly Hills. And she is Stacey Whitmore, and she is here with Princess. That's welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here. Thank you.
There are many firsts at Life Changes all the time, but having a dog with us in the studio, and for that matter, a little pink one.
Yes, she is. She's a pink and white multi-poo. Yeah.
And multi-poo.
Multi-poo,
okay.
Yes.
As in Maltese and poodle?
That's right.
Okay.
She's a Maltese poodle.
Well, she's got...
And multicolored.
And multicolored, that's right. She's got...
Multi-multi-poo.
She's got pink ears and pink paws. And
she does.
Pink legs.
And she does.
And what's that on her head?
Well, she's got hair bows at the top of her ears, and she usually wears jeweled collars. So she's all about being very, very girlish and sparkle and bling and hair bows and, you know, basically just spreading joy and being happy.
Yes, yes. I hear her almost purring. Yeah. I don't know the equivalent of that for dog, but whatever that is, she's doing it.
She's happy to be here.
Hi, Princess.
Say hi, Filippo.
Oh, look, she knows her name.
Oh, sweetie.
She's like, that's me.
Yeah, that's me, Filippo.
Look at you. Okay, well, I know she's not going to be able to stay with us, but thank you for joining us.
Say thank you. Thanks for having me.
Say ruff.
Glad you're here, Princess.
Say, woof. You want to speak? Do you have anything to say? That's my good girl.
We'll let Stacey do the talking, but thank you, Princess,
thank you.
For being here with us.
Thank you.
You'll all have to look at pictures not only at StaceyWhitmore.com when you go to the website, but we'll get some pictures here in the studio up as well. And by the way, Stacey Whitmore, Stacey is Stacey.
At
Whitmore, WHITMORE.com. Stacey.
Yes.
You started to react to that story during the commercial break,
oh,
and I said,
hold
it, hold it, hold it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I don't know if you know, but I, you know, my husband represented the estate of Marilyn Monroe for almost 30 years.
Oh.
And one of the very first jewelry collections that I ever created, and you would had no way of knowing that, was for Marilyn Monroe and the jewelry that she wore in her lifetime. And so I had no idea the story that you were going to tell when I came in here. So to sit down and really have you bring up Marilyn Monroe out of the clear air when I'm sitting here to really kind of go, you know, talk about Princess of Beverly Hills, it really took me back. And what a touching story. And I have a real affinity for Marilyn Monroe and have done so much research on her in my life, just preparing for the jewelry collection that I did. And so when you called that out, I was just so touched and just so moved by
you. Inspired it. And as a matter of fact,
Really touching. Yeah.
And thank so in my mind, I wish Frank were around where we could ask more of the story. But I'm going to have to see if I still have one of his books, because he wrote a chapter on it. So if we can get a hold of that, then we'll definitely share that with you.
I'd love to see that.
And speaking of sharing, where does this all come from? Because you're definitely tuned into the Princess Diana, you know, and you're just like totally tuned into icons.
I am tuned into the icons.
And you're an icon yourself. I mean, you definitely, in Beverly Hills, we've seen your face all over and, you know, people know you.
Thank you. Well, it kind of started, you know, it started with my jewelry, and I, you know, did a lot of the jewelry that the icons wore in their lifetimes. And from there, I got the Multipoo Princess. And that really wasn't about any of the iconic princesses that we typically think of. It more resonated for how I really feel that young girls should be treated and are. And since I didn't really have any children of my own, I decided that this would be my girl. So I named her Princess. And it was really as simple as that. And then it's kind of grown into this whole brand and story and things like that. That's where
now, I'm looking at you now. You're very beautifully dressed, but you don't have a lot of bling on you at this moment.
No, I don't.
And so you in a way, you're very glamorous and very simple at the same time.
Thank you.
So tell me how it's almost, it doesn't seem like it's possible, but it's kind of
thank
like
you.
The story we were telling. It's like you're
that's
glamorous
right.
and simple.
Thank you. Yes. I try to be. I try not to be just too out there. I mean, that's really who I am. So I am simple a lot of times and just
she lives her
easy.
Bling vicariously through Princess.
Yes.
And
the
then
dog
there's
had
that
more,
too.
The, true. The dog had
more
jewelry
than I did. It's true.
So obviously when it's a moment to dress up and be fun and all that stuff,
yes.
you can really put it on.
I can put it on.
And so you encourage yes. women through your jewelry to have those moments when they play that part or enjoy that aspect of themselves.
Yes. Kind of with the jewelry that I create, it's really fashioned after perhaps very famous, expensive pieces of jewelry. And so my brand statement with the jewelry is that I'd like to bring a slice of the good life to those, you know, that can really afford something at a median price point. So a slice of the good life, but not with the hefty price tag. And so that's kind of really what I reach out and aspire to do with my jewelry. So yes, I can definitely bring the bling for the jewelry. And I'm very passionate about my jewelry lines. I have several of them. And I love jewelry. I mean, I traveled here in the daytime, and I'm not one to really, you know, go look like all diamond up in the middle of the day. But yes, I love jewelry.
So obviously, what we're establishing here is that there's a there's a deep root in beauty and fashion and jewels and obviously your handbags and all of that. You've created so much and it's all around the prince like we said, Princess Diana and Ava Gardner and so now you're moving into something that to me is shines even more brightly than all of that you've already created. And to me, that the fact that it's you doing it is that much more important.
Thank you.
So let's when we come back, we want to talk about what that is.
Great.
And where it comes from, why, and how we encourage other people to join this movement.
Great.
So we'll be right back with our guest, Stacey Whitmore. And a little after that, we are going to have a taste of some beautiful music of an opera that's been commissioned by I think it's the Dallas Opera Company. And Stefano Tomaselli is here. He's a friend and a opera composer, a classical composer, a film composer. He's won many awards. He's worked with the best in the best of the business. And he was going to perform, give us a sneak peek of some absolutely beautiful music a little later in the show. So stick with us. We'll be right back on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. And for most people that know me personally and Mark and Dorothy and us at the show, we said we would never talk about like sexy jeans or stuff. We're here to talk about things that are important. And as we are changing and as we are growing, we are learning that there is a way to experience some of these things that actually benefit people. And from what you're sharing with us, Stacey, is that it's not about getting lost in all this stuff. Oh. And I have to, so yeah, I need to, you go ahead and say it. You'll say it better, I'm sure.
Right. I just think that there's a way that it's fun to be a woman and it's fun to be a girl, but at the same time, you don't want to really get just swept up in it. It has its place. But I think that if you can direct and harness some of that energy and then shine a light on things that are really kind of at the core of us and some of the things that are just a little bit more important, I think is where you were going with that.
I think is where you're going with that.
Well, indeed. So, yes, I think that's kind of where the conversation is with us.
So here we are. You've had all this success, and you've you've done all of this, and obviously it takes a good businesswoman with a business mind to be able to create half of this, much less all of this. So
Thank you. So you
have all that, and now you are on this road to take it all to another level, and you're inspiring. Who are you inspiring and how?
Well, when I started creating the brand, the Princess of Beverly Hills, you know, she is a pink and white Maltipoo, and she is very toy-like in her appearance. However, when I was going to set the stage for the brand message for Princess, that to me was most important because she was going to be the vehicle with the message. So one of our key messages is, although I may be glamorous and beautiful, it's how I treat others that matters most.
Mm.
And so I think that in today's world and in today's society, I think especially with the young girls, and that's really who we're targeting with Princess of Beverly Hills, you know, coming out with a toy plush line and that kind of things. That's for really younger girls. And that message to those girls, I feel, is so, so very important and something that maybe has been lost a little bit.
I was going to say they're not getting that message, right?
I don't think so.
Much of the pop culture out there and some of the girls, the way that the industry has rushed them into their adolescence or their sexy, you know, younger woman status. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, the cartoons, the, you know, the brats, the,
right.
the attitude, the
right.
sass, the,
right.
you know, so there's so much of that. It seems like this message is so needed.
I feel that it is. And I feel that it's very sweet. And I think that it's great to let little girls be little girls. They're going to grow up soon enough. And I also feel that...
Wow. Can you say that again?
Well, I feel that it's very important to let little girls be little girls because they are going to grow up soon enough. Mm. And just let them revel in that innocence and let them play and let them be childlike. And I think that today, our society, I mean, it's just such a push, and they're, you know, eight, and but they're, you know, their role models are these much older girls that, you know, they're looking up to and idolizing, and I just feel that sometimes those really aren't the right messages for young girls, for little girls.
Now, we talked about this before, and I know we don't want to mention names either, so we won't. But
right.
but there are people out there dancing a certain way, singing a certain
right.
way, and
right.
and for some reason that seems to bring in money to some people, and that's why they want to promote this. However, you're noticing that it has a certain effect on children, especially little girls, thinking this is the way I have to be in order to be accepted or to be sexy.
Right. I just, that's sad to me. So I'm all about trying to take a young girl, whether the vehicle is through a small plush dog, and empowering that little girl at a very young age and letting her know that she's beautiful and to be smart and to be caring and to have good manners. And those will all be messages that we'll be putting out there through our brand, the Princess of Beverly Hills, because I believe that there's an inner princess in all of us. And so if we can start and nurture the young girl, then we'll strengthen her. And as she grows, you know, we'll get strong women. But we'll start with them very, very young and give a positive message.
You know, Mark, you were talking earlier about racism and genderism and all that, and it didn't occur to me until just now that I've seen many movies and many TV shows where the beautiful blonde girl is the mean one
right.
in the show.
Sure.
And not that I necessarily approved of that then, but sitting here with you and reflecting on, you know, you're helping me change. I'm like, wow,
that's textbook and formulaic. And that brought up another point I was thinking of while you were talking, Stacey. Mm-hmm. I think there's two additional things that you're doing. I think that's so beautiful because we're in a time period where there's a lot of divisiveness, and there's people getting polarized, and there's the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the haves have been almost criminalized, and there's so many good people that are out there trying to do for the world with no separation. And then the same thing is there's stereotypes with, you know, with young blonde girls or young pretty girls, whatever the case may be. And yet what you're doing in making your products accessible at a lower price point,
right,
with bringing this message through, showing that it's not about what we have or don't have, there is just a simple way of being,
right,
I think you're really bridging the divide here. And I think it's really important.
Thank you. I feel it's an important message. Very important.
Did you grow up with this kind of messaging in the household, or where did it come from for you?
Well, for me, I mean, I was raised in the Midwest, so I just, you know, I had a very normal, not Hollywood-esque upbringing. But I've always was raised about, you know, to believe in yourself and to have a lot of self-confidence and to really trust that. And so I really felt that it was important for me to pass that message on. And so if someone can look at a brand with a little dog and sort of get that message, and then maybe, you know, eventually they would look to me as the brand creator, and then maybe I could be a positive role model for younger women to believe in themselves and have that inner strength and coming, you know, from inside, you know, to have good manners and to treat other people properly and with, you know, respect. And that's hopefully the message that we'll be sharing.
Well, you already are.
Thank you.
And you just have again.
Thank you.
And you will more and more, we know. And this is, I think it's important coming from you. I encourage it. And it's because, if, like you said, if the children can then look from the dog to you and say, well, she's a beautiful woman, she's a successful woman, she's of Beverly Hills, and she's nice to people.
That's right.
And she's not this. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's why you. Did you know that it had to be you?
Well, no, not exactly. But no, I did not know it had to be me. That was very funny. But yes, I hope that I can have some type of influence like that and have it be very positive for young women.
Well, good. When we come back, I would like to talk a little bit more about what those messages are. I know you've given them, but being able to anchor them into our consciousness. Already so many things have come out from your story of your upbringing and what you're bringing to the world at this point, what you have brought to the world through beauty and through helping women feel glamorous and all that at a lesser price point than, well, those jewels are not affordable to anybody anymore. They're
exactly.
priceless now.
They're priceless. Exactly. So very true.
But anyway, so where was I? We're going to
come funny again.
I digress. Oh, my gosh.
When we come back, we're going to talk more to Stacey Whitmore. And a little later on, we're going to have Stefano Tomaselli play for us some beautiful music. And it's just going to be more fun after more fun. I have to say, StaceyWhitmore.com is the website. Stacey Whitmore, WHITMORE.com. We'll be right back with the more life changes right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized.
It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and evidently the Princess of Beverly Hills walked in and said, you didn't mention my website. So I was not aware, but the little princess has a little website of her own. And it's, I'm being facetious, of course, but I don't know why. It's you, Stacey.
Yes, it is.
Everything's pink.
Everything is pink.
And it's funny. So princessofbeverlyhills.com, just like it sounds. princessofbeverlyhills.com. It's adorable, actually.
Thank you.
It's adorable. So you got to go there, and you'll learn more about Princess and everything that Stacey Whitmore is doing with Princess and the causes. And Stacey, I have to ask you, was there a particular moment or something that happened that made you think, oh, I'm going to do Princess of Beverly Hills?
Well, there was, okay. You know, so I had gotten the little princess, and then I started, you know, pink is my favorite color. And so I had given her some.
She happens to be wearing pink.
Yeah,
I am wearing pink, actually.
Yeah, pink on pink. A lot of pink.
You'll see it in the pictures when you go to our Facebook page.
Yes. So then my husband is an intellectual property attorney here. So anyway, as we took Princess out with her pink highlighted hair, you know.
It's not natural?
No! So I of course named her Princess, and then we got the trademarks, the Princess of Beverly Hills, and because we knew that the dog was really getting a lot of attention, and that's kind of what my husband, you know, does with a lot of his other
celebrities. I can't believe it wasn't available. I mean, Princess of Beverly Hills,
I know, it was available.
Awesome. And there are a bunch of women out there going, yeah. And they gave it
are
to a dog.
Are you kidding? Yeah, exactly.
It should have been me.
What happened? She got it for the multi-poo of all things. Yes, so that's kind of how the whole thing just kind of came together. And, you know, so then we took her to, you know, Licensing Expo. And so now we've got, you know, had huge success with her. And we have a toy plush program that we just launched last week, actually. And so we're just really excited about it.
Wow. Well, is this one of the very first interviews that Princess has done?
That is true.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We like first.
Another first.
That's
first. Yes, it is. It is.
Well, I'll have to say it's the very first time that Brent has had a dog in the studio.
And thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
Filippo, I'm surprised that you didn't do your hair in pink as well for the occasion, but next time maybe.
Maybe I'll be back. And when
yes.
I'm back, maybe he'll surprise me.
Yes. Well, so because, again, yes. Because the messages that you're putting out and that Princess of Beverly Hills is putting out, and because it's you, I want to, before we have to say goodbye, revisit those messages. Again, we don't hear them often enough. And we hear the other side, like,
so
it's okay that they're doing that, or he deserves it, or she deserves it, or, you know. No.
No, definitely not.
And it doesn't help anybody.
No, it doesn't. It's counterproductive.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm like,
you're serious.
I'm agreeing with her.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's wonderful. No, so just one of our really strong brand messages right now is, although I may be glamorous and beautiful, it's how I treat others that matters most.
Yes.
Yes. And so if we can just start there and then work our way out and, you know, focus on manners and, you know, being polite and doing nice things. And it's okay. You can still be fashion forward. You can still be a fashion forward young girl or teenager or tween, whatever. You can still be those things. But if you can just remember to, you know, be nice and at the core of you to do nice things for other people, and try to be helpful, and just simple things that you should have gotten, you know, in maybe in your upbringing. And if you can just get back to that, you can still be all the outwardly fun, you know, creative, chic, you know, fashion forward, but try to just be a nice person, be a good person, and try to start there.
It's amazing how powerful those two little words are. Yeah. Be nice.
Be nice.
Just, like, you don't hear it often enough,
Stacey.
Just be nice.
Now, you, of course, spend a lot of time in Beverly Hills. Are there ever adults that you want to say this to?
Yes.
she looked at me for a second like horrified.
That
like,
was a layup.
I can also.
Yes, of course. Of course. I mean, it's everywhere, I think, in our culture. And sadly, I say that. And I'm starting with the young girls first, because I really think that they're so young and they're so impressionable. And I just feel that if we can get that a little bit of a better message out there, whatever the vehicle may be, to try to help and to try to say that, you know, it you can still be cool and hip and chic and fashion forward and, you know, all those things, but try to do nice things for other people.
You know what I want to do? I want to do a fashion show TV with Stacey.
Thank
and
you.
then stop people and say,
I inspired you with the pink hair comment. Yeah.
Here we go. It's a fashion show now. But yes.
But one of those fashion TV, and then say, excuse me, you could have been nice at that moment.
At that like particular catch moment.
You could, or catch people being nice.
Yeah.
And say, that was nice.
That was nice. That was lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you look nice, by the way.
And you look nice.
And you look nice, too, by the way.
And you look nice, by the way. And Mark, wow. You as well.
Mark, you look nice.
And
okay.
You as well.
Compliments all around.
Well, Stefano looks nice, too, even though he's not in the studio just yet. He'll be popping in just a moment. But you have been a delight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to be here with you.
It's wonderful to be here with you.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing, and I want to be more involved. I don't know. You, Mark, would you
this put is a pink message we can get behind.
Well,
I don't know if anybody will see it if I put pink in my hair, but I can certainly try.
Well, great. I'd love to come back and chat with you again. Really, it's been wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, and we'll want to know more about what's happening with you and princessofbeverlyhills.com. Stay with us, if you would, as Stefano Tomaselli will be joining us in the studio in a couple minutes right after this on the Life Changes Show.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back in the studio, and we're still having fun with Stacey. I'm so glad she stayed with us to enjoy Stefano Tomaselli, who's with us in the studio now. I have known him actually maybe a year and a half, but I feel like I know him so well. Not only is he Italian from Rome, right?
Yes, that's where I grew up.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. He's not only from Rome. He is immersed in music. He is all about music. And so he has worked with composer Bill Conti, who, of course, has done so many wonderful films, with world-renowned tenor Placido Domingo, who has done a lot of things. And so his music has been in films, his music has been in commercials, et cetera, you name it. And now he's been commissioned by the Butler Opera Center in Austin. Actually, I had it wrong earlier. Austin, Texas, to do an opera. I mean, how often does that happen these days? So it's my pleasure to welcome my friend and composer, Stefano Tomaselli.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure. You know, I'm going to say this. So there was a time, even way before I knew him, that Stefano had hair longer than I do. And he used to play, and I'm going to say this because, back to Mark, your point that we've said before, never judge a book by its color. Well, Stefano used to play drums in a heavy metal band.
That is correct. I was in my 20s, of course, early 20s.
In your 20s.
And I was finishing up with piano, masterclass and everything, so probably it's good to switch from Chopin to some rock music or something, you know. Music is good or bad, as I always say, so it's fun anyway, and that was fun.
And I mentioned that specifically because you were about to enjoy some very beautiful classical music that is composed today or yesterday or just very, very recently by Stefano himself, but heavy metal, I mean, and the drummer. I mean,
yeah,
that's
because it doesn't matter the genre in which, you know, you perform. It's fun anyway. And music is good or bad, as I said. So,
so that was like musical off-roading for you.
I grew up studying the piano and then the organ that is mandatory for composers in Italy, and then I started messing with the violin. And so why not something more, it's like being in a cage, especially with string instruments, because it's a challenge. So it's more liberating to play the drums, and actually it's fun. And it's not true that drums is all about, you know, physical contact with your instrument through the sticks. Actually, it requires quite some discipline. I have friends here that are professionals, and they are amazing the way they slightly touch the drums, so that makes a difference too. So with heavy metal,
there's a little drummer out here somewhere around, so I hope he's listening.
Oh yeah, your son Jet. That's right. Yeah, is so here in the studio.
Yeah.
I got to meet Stefano through the Hark Foundation, and specifically Susan Marquez, who
correct.
Introduced me to him. And it's because I don't know how she met you, but you became a winner of the
Hark Foundation Award, yes.
And there is that. And recently there was a beautiful concert that was held here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it was all your music that was being played.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun because to have the opportunity to have your music played live, it doesn't happen anymore. So especially in this kind of circumstances. So the musicians did a great job. They're all professionals from LA Opera or the Phil. So in any case, it was rewarding to be able to listen to the music. And I did throw in there a few themes that I wrote for the opera. There is a work in progress. And by the way, it's not going to end up like all the other operas. Everyone dies and it's
everyone dies
tragedy.
In the end?
No.
It's going to be a happy...
Yes, yeah. We try to keep it, you know, on the other side.
And they're all going to be in pink?
Yes.
Thank
well,
you.
Can Princess sing the soprano?
Yes.
There you go. She's got
bling. And, yes, and she's going to have jewelry by Stacey Whitmore.
Probably she would be a soprano spinto given the high pitch that I've heard.
Okay, you heard the dog. Okay, yes. Well, all right. Well, Stefano, what specifically are we going to hear first?
Okay, this is a theme that I like very much. I wrote it for a movie quite some time ago, and the movie wasn't made, but it was a sort of a love story between two ghosts. So it was an interesting approach, and unfortunately they didn't do the movie, and I was still in Italy back then. But I am attached to this theme that I like very much. And
it's very haunting?
Not really, because it's a love story.
Transparent.
Exactly. Kind of bi-dimensional.
Okay. Sorry. But okay.
So that's the story. That's where it comes from.
All right. And does it have a name?
The title original was Don Olimpia. So that was the main character, this lady. So that's the title that we gave to the piece.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Don Olimpia, Stefano Tovaselli. You know, this is a rare treat indeed, actually, now that I think of it, because you don't perform live yourself. Even this concert, that was all your music. You didn't perform. You were in the audience.
No,
actually,
I wanted to enjoy
sitting
it.
Right in front of me.
I did perform back in the day. I did accompany Amy Stewart in concert, piano and vocals in Italy. Actually, we toured Europe, but I never loved performing per se. It's not my thing. I'm not a stage guy anymore. Drums was different. It was a band, but growing up, I would rather write music than perform. Recordings, yes, but, you know, and I did have the opportunity, if I wanted to be a performer, but just the idea to waking up and you don't know where you are, it's a hotel room somewhere, and it's not really my thing. It's never been. I like to be at home, enjoy my space, and write music. It's more fun.
Well, we're glad you're doing it. It's beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Stefano Tomaselli, I'm going to have to spell that. So for people that want to go to StefanoTomaselli.com, how do you say that in English? I say it in Italian. How do Americans say that?
I think I did during the intro. Yeah.
What do people call you?
Well, my first name, you mean?
Both of it.
First name is Stefano. Even though
I'm pronouncing it wrong in Italian.
No, you do because you do speak Italian. So, in Italy it's Stefano because the accent is on the first syllable. In America it's Stefano. If I go to France, they call me Stefano. So it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
You know, it depends on the country, but it's Stefano, the right pronunciation.
Okay, so Stefano is Stefano. Tomaselli is Tomaselli. .com.
Just to be specific.
just to make sure.
Right.
So are we going to hear another piece?
Yes. This is one of the themes from the opera. And as I said, it is a sad theme, but not everyone is going to die. Probably one. But just
also
by accident. Someone has to die. You know what they say about opera?
It's always by accident.
You know, exactly. You know, someone gets stabbed, and instead of dying, he or she sings
a song.
2 hours. Yeah.
Right.
So it is actually kind of true. So.
Okay. So this is what whoever is singing while they're dying?
Yes. It will be an aria for...
For a dying person?
No. A soprano, and she is not dying. At least in this moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Does this have a name?
No, it's...
it's part of the...
Yes, it's just alive. An aria. We didn't name yet.
Right, because it doesn't have the lyrics yet.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Not all
How about
lyrics,
She so. Lives?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Here's Stefano Tomaselli with this piece.
To give away too much.
Yes.
You're
just teasing us, I know,
yes.
and that's okay. We like it. We want more. If you'll give us one more. I just do want to mention that we have had the pleasure of interviewing Stefano on our show. He was on our show number 255. Just look up Stefano Tomaselli on Life Changes, and you will find him. And we enjoyed that at the time. And now we actually get to enjoy you playing live in the studio. So this is very, very special.
Thank you.
So I remember asking you for... Oh, well, actually, is there anything else we want to mention other than your website, stefanotomaselli.com?
Not in particular. So...
If anybody wants to throw money at the opera, that's always welcome.
Well, they can contact me through my website.
Oh, okay,
of course.
All right.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So I don't have another channel. So I do enjoy, one thing that I would like to say is that I do enjoy switching from one side to the other. But I'm using
I think you
for,
need to clarify that.
Yes. Writing music for movies as well as writing, you know, an opera, or I'm actually producing a pop singer, and
oh wow,
yeah, she's fun and she's very good, and so I'm arranging pop songs as well.
Yeah, fun.
And with a little twist, so meaning that we're bringing in different flavors, because nowadays, you know, part of the marketing, especially if you're coming from nowhere, is to have your own trademark. So the voice is a portion of it. The rest is the music. And even though there are many original songs out there, what it makes the difference, in my opinion, is the arrangement and the way, you know, you choose your instruments. So that is another fun thing to do. Movies, because I always loved it since I was a kid, and it is a pleasure to work with directors that have a good eye, and they give me freedom when it comes to choosing what to do for their scenes. So it's as long as I can write music, I'm happy.
Well, we're glad that you're doing it. And I have an idea for you. There's this dog called The Princess of Beverly Hills. I think the dog could use a theme song.
Yes.
Think about it. One. It's going to be all over the world.
There you go.
And so make sure to make it pink. Now, Stefano Tomaselli, StefanoTomaselli.com. Stefano, I had asked you for a rousing piece at the end for us. What do you have?
Yes. Well, it's another portion that will probably be included in the opera. I would like to. There are more notes than the previous pieces, so that you can enjoy that part, some motion.
Oh, okay.
And I will play the longer version, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So. Stefano Tomaselli. Right there.
Yes.
Oh man. Oh, that you're like a modern day Rachmaninoff.
Well, I wish.
Well, he wishes because he's dead. So.
Probably. So
wow.
Rachmaninoff was beautiful, beyond belief, his ability as a composer and as a pianist. It was outrageous.
Well, to me, you're outrageous. Thank you so much for being with us today.
This
is really beautiful.
Thank you.
And like I said, a special treat. I'm reading your name. It doesn't matter. I'm reading your name, Stefano, and I said street.
It starts with an S.
And then there's a T and an E.
But, yes.
Okay.
So that's one of the problems with English. Treat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about you, Stefano Tomaselli, and I'm talking about you, Stacy Whitmore. It's been a pleasure having both of you here. This has been a very, very special show. On behalf of Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo, and on behalf of Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leisure, and myself, I am Filippo Voltaggio, saying thank you for joining us, and as your life changes, remember, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.